Simon Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says they have to put the whole Erev in one kli. The idea of the Erev is that Erev means Ma'uruf, everyone's being together. Erev Shemai, the Mishnah Berurah brings, Lashna Gemara, that the Shema'uruf, they're mixed together. And if you split up the Erev Chatzeris, the Chalal, the Matzah, and you put in two different Kalim, it defeats the whole purpose. It's not an Erev, because they're not together anymore. So much so, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it would seem the halacha only applies if everyone's giving in a little piece of bread or matzah for the Erev. As opposed to, if one person mezaka and a box of matzah is on behalf of everybody, then you can put it into kelim, that's not a problem. However, Mishnah Berurah says since the Pesach don't say this differentiation, it seems that there's a loy plug, and in all cases you're careful to put it into one keli, tzarachin, it's not clear what the halacha is. If one person mezaka on behalf of everybody, does it have to be one keli or could be into kelim? Now the Mechaber says if one kli is full, then for sure you can put it to the second kli. Because now it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction to the concept of Erev. We're really trying to be together. We just didn't have no space. We had to put everything into kelim. It didn't fit into one. Mishnah Berurah says, to lechatchila, pick one small keli, and therefore have to have overflow in the second keli. That's questionable. Because again, it looks like you're trying to separate. That's questionable, the achram, the machmer. But if you just happen to run out of space in this kli, and you had to come onto a second keli, that's for sure okay. In any case, the Mechaber says it has to be both kelim or one house. Because the whole idea is that we're all having tira together in this house. But if you put some in the second house, that's not going to work. No matter if everyone's giving it a little bit of challah, a little bit of matzah, or if one person is on behalf of everybody, that's for sure also in one house. And if the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shari Tshuva brings the Chacham Tzvi, that to have some of the Erev in one shul and another part of the Erev in a different shul, to split amongst different shuls about the Knesset in the city, that's a problem. Because that's Chelek Aruva, you're splitting up the Erev into different batim, different houses. And the whole Erev has to be one house. Even if it's not all going to fit in one kli, it for sure has to be all in one house. Now, some Achrem say the Chacham Tzvi means that even if you have a full sheer Erev in each shul, it's a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. All you see in the Mishnah Berurah is that the actual sheer Erev cannot be split up amongst different shuls. But if you have a full shear in one shul, do you see that there's a problem of having another full shear, a full amount of Erev in a different shul? That you don't see in the Mishnah Berurah, the way he says over the Chacham Tzvi. Sifhei, the Mechaber says that also we need that no one should be makbid on anybody eating their part of the Erev. The Erev is together, we're b'shutvus, we live together, we all have this past, this bread together. Anybody can eat from any part of it. They're ma'uruv, that together, the Mishnah Berurah says, the merutzah, but everyone's happy with each other, no one's being meichel, no one's protesting on anybody else. And if it's as such, that one person is makbid, that another person should not eat his part of the Erev, it's not Erev. And therefore, the Mechaber is an interesting thing. He says that you shouldn't use for the Erev a special type of bread that you made special at Tzarech Shabbos, because it's going to bother you if someone else wants to eat a part of it. And the same thing, if one person is mezaka on behalf of everybody, a chilek on the Erev, it has to be that he's happy people come and eat from it. Because he's makbid, people shouldn't eat from it, then he's makbid al eruvay, and not ma'uruv, they're not together. Now, if you work on yourself, that shouldn't bother you. If someone wants to eat a part of it, so fine. But it has to taka be that you're not makbid on other people eating your part or any part of the bread that's being used for the Erev.